This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Good morning from Newark Airport.
Today's the day.
It's too early for this. As you can tell, we're running on zero sleep.
And the sun is not up yet.
Right.
But we did kind of breeze through check-in and all that to get back here.
We did. We went to the regular check-in, and they said we had to go to TSA pre-check. Clear, but clear wasn't open. We got to TSA pre-check. We went right through. There was no problems whatsoever. And it was...
There were people in line.
Yeah, it was a breeze, and we got inside here at the airport. Now, keep in mind that if you arrive at the Newark airport before 5 a.m., there's nothing open. But we did manage to find a public piano.
Yes.
So now we are getting ready to board our flight. We're going to go to San Francisco. We have a very tight connection, although we may get there 10 minutes earlier, which is a good thing. And then we're going to have about an hour to get to the gate, which is not so great. But then we're going to board our flight to Osaka, where we're going to go to Kyoto for 2 days. And then we're going to go to Osaka for 3 days, and then we're going to go back to Tokyo for 5. So there's a lot in this adventure, and we hope you guys enjoy. We have now arrived in San Francisco. We took about a 10-minute walk to get from the gate that we arrived at to the gate that we're departing at. There are a lot of people here that are going to Osaka. Once we arrive in Osaka, we are going to go on a train to Kyoto.
I hope we make our flight.
Yeah, we already made our flight, buddy.
And you were so worried.
What do you expect? I'm Italian. You're on the plane. We're on our way to Osaka. And look, there's an empty seat in between us. This never happens. Keep your fingers crossed and we'll let you know when we land. This seat stays empty. Quick update, 11-hour flight. Nobody in between us. And he's doing his homework. Look out, Osaka and Kyoto. And there is his dinner on the plane. He's got some chicken and rice, and some couscous, a lot of butter. Bottle of wine. This is my meal. Some pasta, couscous. I think it's pretty doable. Don't you agree? We just finished our dinner. Very filling, but I do not approve. The cookie was good.
The pasta.
The pasta had no flavor. He liked the curry. So we're full for now. We still got about another 9 hours to go on this flight.
Curry in Japan.
Oh, they do? So we'll try some curry in Japan.
It's very creamy.
We have arrived in Osaka Airport.
Now we have to make our way to Osaka Station.
Mm-hmm.
And then get a train to Kyoto. Mm-hmm.
Made it through customs in 30 minutes flat. Not bad. And we loaded our Suica card. Had a little bit of trouble in the Suica card, but I think we found our train. So we are on our way to Kyoto.
The next train, sir.
What are we going to buy from the vending machine? Our very first vending machine purchase. What are we going to buy? Mr. Murphy's going to pick out something. Should we get water? Should we get soda?
Okay. How about a water?
Look at that. Instant water. We have arrived finally at our hotel here in Kyoto. We are at the Noku. Look at this cute little hotel room. Wow, got a nice bedroom, nice setup, little dinette. Look at that. And how much was this room about?
$125.
Open up the bathroom. Let them see the bathroom. $125. You got your storage areas over there. Look, you got a little sink area, and you got some more privacy, which takes you into the bathroom, which is a bidet and the shower.
A fancy bidet.
Well done, Murph. We've been traveling since
1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday.
1 o'clock on Thursday, and it's now.
Well, here it's
after six.
6:30.
Friday.
On Friday.
So
but there is a 13-hour time difference. So our body clocks are right now on 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So essentially, we've been going for 28 hours.
28 hours
of traveling.
And I got my power nap, and I'm ready to go eat the best food that Kyoto's got to offer.
So we are now inside a real Japanese restaurant. Wait, geez, we're gonna work.
Yeah. That's a picture of some good old sake. And look at that menu, all in Japanese.
Chicken stick.
Our first chicken skewers have arrived.
Oh, they smell the dynamite. In our first yakitori restaurant.
Oishi.
Oishi.
Those chicken wings. Yummy. Wait until you try that.
That's the chicken wing, huh?
Take chicken wing off. Watch for bones.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the best chicken wings you've ever eaten in your entire life? Yeah. Yeah.
No buffalo sauce required.
No.
Ready, set, go.
Wow.
That's the chicken with the green onions. I can't seem to focus on it. And then that's the meatball.
It's the neck.
The chicken neck.
Woo!
Will be next.
All right.
The neck will be next.
What in the world is that?
I believe this is a special side order. This is the skirt steak with a little rice ball in the corner. I think that's a fried rice ball. And we have no stick. All the sticks are in there. What are we going to use to eat this? Oh, no. Have you been practicing, Lucia? No? Do you know, are you going to stab it? Are you going to stab it with your finger? Oh. Well, that worked out okay.
Mm. So we're at our first 7-Eleven experience, and there's a lot to choose from.
This is obviously beer over here. This says Strong Zero, 9%. I have a feeling that this is the equivalent of the White Claw Bangers. I don't know what the version of the White Claw might be.
Yeah, you're okay.
And what's this? Minus 196 degrees Celsius freeze crush.
That's okay.
That might work. Do they have any of this stuff in the vending machine outside?
Just no.
In case they close the Family Mart?
No.
Can you smell that karangi?
I smell it.
Do you folks know what karangi is?
No.
It's fried chicken.
What is in the bag?
Well, there's a Family Mart right next door to us, and they have the best karangi, spicy fried chicken in the world. Now, we just ate 82 pieces of fried chicken down at the yakitori joint, and we had about six glasses of
You had six glasses of sake.
All right, so I ate Lucia's sake, too.
That's right, because Lucia doesn't drink.
And now...
Show them what's in the bag.
Show you like to take here. Lucia has to have these... pepperoni pizza flavored potato chips.
Because you told me to get them.
And she's going to devour them.
You
I'm
told
sure.
me to get them.
Right, right. And I got what is, this is a highball.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Oh, no.
0% sugar in there.
Oh, no.
9% of the good stuff.
Oh, no.
Right. And then Lucia got her.
This is brand new.
This is Coca-Cola Plus.
We don't know if it's got sugar. We don't know what it's got.
Who knows?
Can't read anything.
Can't read a damn thing. But we also got, and I will take it out for you. Oh.
No, you will not.
What?
Okay. That's my hash brown.
I was going to bring some salt home with us, but I'm sure that they pre-salted that hash brown.
Give me
just
that.
Just like a McDonald's
Give
hash
me that hash brown.
To me. And let me show you. They even gave us napkins in there. They have this Family Mart tape on there. This spicy chicken karangi. Looks like that.
Don't you wish you were here with this?
Oh, it's creamy. It's got a lot of flavor. Come to Japan, you can eat the stuff yourself.
Well, I would say date one is complete.
I'm so sad.
Oh, you are not.
In 10 days, we have to go home.
Stop rushing it. We had a really good day. It's been a long traveling day.
Can we do the sad song now?
We got to our favorite...
Yakitori
restaurant so
our
far.
New favorite Yakitori restaurant, yeah. Bay.
And we spent about
$50.
That's it. All that food that you saw, $50.
And the sake was good.
This hotel room, $150.
This place is dynamite.
How much did it take us to get here by transportation? Under $50.
Well, the train ride from Kansai Kicks Airport in Osaka up to here, Lucia got on for free.
I did.
Because she, like, made a mistake.
I did.
Me, it was $19, plus the ticket taker on the train got an extra...
So under $50.
$15. Yeah. $16.
So day one, we spent, what, $200-$300?
Not even that. We spent like $100 since we got to Japan.
Yeah.
And we hit the Family Mart downstairs. The girls were awesome down there. They got a kick out of us.
Yep.
We were eating the spicy kabengi and highballs.
All right, guys.
In a can.
Good night from day one. We will see you tomorrow.
She doesn't want to hear any more about anything.
Subscribe, like, comment down below if you enjoy this content and if you want more.
Pull Lucia's hair.
Bye, everybody.